Okay, in this Flash and ActionScript 3 lesson, we'll be taking the XML Magic Menu, the ActionScript 3 XML Magic Menu tutorial that I created, and expanding it into an XML Magic Pages tutorial. And basically, this is really cool because what this is going to show you is how to, let me export the file. Okay, so here's the file when it's rendered out. You can see on stage the there's no menu sitting there. And the menu's created through the for each loop in the code. And what I have on stage is a dynamic text field, an image holder, and just a regular background rectangle there. And this is what's inside of the page window movie clip. And the page window movie clip is on the main scene all by itself on this layer, and then there's a background layer, and then there's a code layer. And what happens is, when the file's rendered out, the magic menu pops up with all the numbers, and then using this XML file, which is in this download package, by the way, you can get this source file, the whole package source file for everything, the FLA file, the Flash source file, the XML file, everything you need to see how this works and to get to the code and all the comments in my code. You can go to developphp.com and download all the source files you need for this tutorial and all the others. So when we hit the buttons in the magic menu, it goes into this movie clip, this page window movie clip, and instructs what the dynamic text field should have populated in it, and it instructs the little image holder what dynamic image to throw into that spot. So let's look at this thing again here. Okay, so if I click 1, you'll see it brings in an image and it says page 1 text is blah 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 blah. Page 2 text is blah 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 blah. New image. Press 3, it's a new image. And page 3 text is blah blah blah. So on and so forth. And there can be 50 of those if you need them. And here's the XML file. And each menu item that you put into this XML file, it will automatically magically make a number in Flash and a page. And you just put the page text here, and you put your thumbnail right there. And I have the thumbnails are in a folder called Page Thumbs. You can see them right there. Go to thumbnail view. And here's all my thumbnails. And so that's how it's all rendered out magically and dynamically. And this one is really, you know, for the advanced Flashers who are putting together Flash content management systems, possibly for clients or for software applications. You know, you can make a nice content management system using this XML structure and run it all into Flash using the for each loop to make these magic pages. And there they are. One last time, I'll show you. And you can see this demo in the page at DevelopPHP. You can go and play with it. And I'll put a link to the XML file so you can even look at the XML file before you download the package. Alright, we'll see you guys next lesson. Hope you enjoy this one.